Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. This is good. You like this? You may laugh at this message, but believe me, it's very serious. And I would like it taken seriously on your show. You know I would always take things like this very serious, whoever you are. Anyway, I live in a nice area on the north side of Dublin, and we paid hard-earned money to buy our home. This is our second home, and we both have good jobs. We have three young children, and there is a lovely green in front of our clutch of houses. There's the giveaway at the start, the clutch, anyway. There's only about 20 houses in our clutch, so I'm happy here, or at least I was until recently. A new family moved in the last year, and from what I'm aware, the council procured the property, and they may be on social housing, which surprises me, in such an exclusive estate. Oh, she's used the word estate. Anyway, they were fine, and I got on very well with the wife, and the kids play with my three children, although they do tend to use a lot of bad language, which I tell my children to ignore. Anyway, lately it's come to a head, as her husband, who I really don't like because he's a bit rough, has a large van, and they've bought a caravan for the summer, and it's in their garden. And it's just such an eyesore. And on top of that, she hangs all her washing out on the back, which is unsightly. And it seems that she has absolutely no taste or standards, and it just really gets to me. I've asked my husband and the other neighbours in the area to ask them to remove the van and caravan and park it around the corner, as it takes the whole look out of the area. My husband thinks I'm just being a snob, but I have standards. I've heard you discuss similar issues on your show, Niall, and I know you have standards too. So please tell everybody that you agree with me, and ask your listeners, am I being a snob? Now, is she being a snob? Or does she just have standards? I mean, she's worked hard for her leafy suburb, wherever she is. And I spoke to Tara about it earlier on. You know, there is a thing called class, isn't there? And having standards. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes into your area and they don't cut their grass. They have vans in gardens. They have washing hanging out on lines, which are visible for all and sundry to see. And on top of all that, the worst sin, and I mentioned it, Tara, they have net curtains. Net curtains. Is this woman a snob, or does she just have standards? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008, and I promise the listener I will take this very seriously. The number is 087-188-0008. I want you to text or WhatsApp. Don't forget, if you want to come on the air as well, you can call us. Don't forget, our new number is 0818-942-105. Jules.
Hi, Niall.
How are you, Jules?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Well, Jules, you've heard the lady's email. And I'm going to say the lady because, you know, obviously she's a lady. She has standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of what she said?
I think standards is probably a code word for being a snob, isn't it?
It's a code word for snob, is it?
Yeah, she's absolutely being a snob. And I think, you know, there's probably some control issues there. She's pumped a lot of money into her own house and, you know, she has a certain perception of where she lives and, you know, how people see her or view her. And this is, you know, taking that down and she can't control it and nor will she be able to. At any point.
Well, is she not entitled to that? If, you know, if her and her other half, you know, and her nice little three kids and her lovely trees and leaves and everything else, if they went out and picked this house and picked this clutch of houses, as she calls them, you know, a little hamlet of houses, and she picked that particularly because she liked the look of it and the standard of it and it suited her, surely she's entitled to that if she paid for it.
I think it's a perfect lesson for her. I think she's probably been like this her whole life and this is just coming her way because she just needs to learn to accept others for who they are and what they are. And, you know, she even goes into talking about her kids getting on great with their kids. And
but mind you, she does mention their kids tend to use a bit of bad language.
I'm sure her kids never do.
Yeah, so she tells her kids to ignore that.
Yeah, right, okay.
She also mentions about the husband. She doesn't like him because he's a bit rough.
It sounds very like, do you remember that programme, Keeping Up With Appearances? Oh yeah,
Mrs. Bouquet.
Yeah.
The Bouquet residence. What was the son's name?
Brother-in-law. Was it the brother-in-law?
Onslow. Exactly like Onslow.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds very similar.
Onslow with the string vest.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the son's name that she used to ring him on the phone and she said, that's my son, he has a big house with enough room for a pony.
Oh God, I have baby brain now and I'm in the wrong one.
The Bouquet residence. Yeah. Mrs. Yeah. Bucket. Yeah, okay. But I mean, I don't see... People knock people who they call snobs. And I don't, unless you're being rude to other people, right? I don't see anything wrong with having the standard or having standards or having class.
And I'm sure I'm guilty of it in some areas, but nerdy needs to be pointed out to me. But in this case, just listening to what she's, you know, what you read out coming from her, it does seem snobbish. And as well as that, it's all on their own property. So
yeah, but still, if you bought a nice house and your neighbour moved in and all of a sudden they had a van and a caravan, you wouldn't be too happy, would you?
I wouldn't mind personally. Like I was saying to Tara, that my husband probably would. He'd probably be a bit more annoyed about it.
Right.
It just depends on, I think it depends on your background and, you know, how you were brought up and all that type of thing. Like, but,
yeah, well, I was brought up in a council estate, but I still don't think I'd be happy with caravans and vans and gardens next door to me.
Rita, okay.
No.
But each to their own, you know. Yeah, I just kind of, my opinion is live and let live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
But how far do you let the live and let live go, you know what I mean? She's looking out her window, God love her, and she's looking out the back garden and she's seeing all these smalls and everything all hanging on the line.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, how else are you supposed to dry the clothes? Well, the radiators, I suppose. You dry them. I don't want to be seeing people's underwear hanging out all over the place. It does take the tone of the area down, Jules. You have to give her that.
Well, I wonder what the neighbours think. Like, has there been talk or...
Oh, there has.
Type, you know, yeah.
Well, she's talked to the neighbours. She said she did. She said, I've asked my husband and other neighbours to ask them to remove the van and caravan.
I feel bad for them. I feel bad that they're being ostracised then for, you know, just being different, essentially.
Hmm.
You know,
I don't know. No, I'm kind of half with you, but on the other half of me is thinking if it was me in her situation, I might be feeling somewhat similar.
Yeah. Maybe it's easy to say when you're not actually in it, but I live in an estate and it's lovely, and we've got a lovely green area for the kids as well. And
yeah,
I suppose we're all kind of similar now, so it's very easy for me to say. And you know, we don't.
Yeah, but there must be things that other people do. I'll throw that question out. Actually, it's a good question, and I'll tell you what. I'll give one of my hatchlings hampers to somebody who texts in. You know, what are the things that your neighbours or friends or people in your area do that really bother you? Is there anything in particular, Jules, that other people do that really just gets in your nerves?
Well, I couldn't be on air now saying that.
No, I don't. You don't have to mention their names.
Genuinely, there isn't. We're here about 3 years now, I'd say.
Does anyone have net curtains?
No. They've, you know, they all keep their houses really well, I have to say. So, I have very little to complain about.
Or, you know, those other blinds. You know, those vertical blinds. I pass a house not far from where I live and they have vertical blinds on all the window. It looks like an office block, the house.
I was just going to say, what's wrong with vertical blinds?
They're okay on a back door, on a double back door, but not on all your windows. They just look like an office block.
It has to be horizontal or it doesn't.
Yeah, just horizontal. Yeah, Venetian blinds or Austrian blinds.
We have those, so we pass the test. It's a preference, isn't it?
You know but net curtains. Net curtains is like something your granny had. And you have to, I mean, I used to take down the net curtains every now and again and she'd stick them in the sink with a drop of bleach. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever it was, to whiten them up. You know what I mean? Because some people just leave them up and they look manky.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what we do have, actually? We have a gang of teenagers that come through the estate that don't live here, but they kind of go down the back and they go, it's just drinking, but they walk through the estate.
Nice.
Like big gangs of them carrying boxes of drink and all the rest of it.
Right.
And
your estate, your clutch, is used as a shortcut.
it's a while ago, but I remember being a teenager and, you know, doing something similar. So it doesn't bother me, but it does bother some of the neighbours, definitely.
Mm. See, we do forget that we were young ones too. That's something as well, yeah. Oh, people are texting in about Miss Bouquet here. It's Miss Bucket's sister who is the room for the pony. Her name is Violet. No, Violet is... Was Violet not the one, the kind of trampy one that went around with the short skirt and all that? Remember that she was always into the men? Yeah.
No, I thought Violet was the sister, was it?
Oh, I can't remember. Wrong. Sorry, Aisling, what did you say to Sam? Okay, I couldn't hear Aisling saying to me. Donald, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Donald?
Well, now, how are you?
How you doing, Donald?
Jesus Christ, there's a dog after going down the quarry and I climbed the kitchen.
There's a dog gone down the quarry?
Yeah.
Is he all right?
Oh, he's fine. He's a fucking boat.
Oh, anyhow, James. what's the dog doing in the quarry?
I'm up for
it. Oh, your line is really bad, Donald, wherever you are.
The quarry.
Oh, jeez.
No, I have you. Yeah. Hello.
Richard Nixon could talk to the moon in 1969. I can't even get you to somebody in Cork. Donald, where are you? Are you down the quarry?
I'm down the quarry with the dog, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, so
yeah, but I'm all right. I have him. He's here beside me. Come here.
All right, okay. That's quite... Yeah. Well, he's all right. That's the main thing.
Yeah, no, he's the finest, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you've been listening to Jules there, and maybe Jules is saying she's been a bit of a snob.
Jesus, look, I'm living beside one of them. I drive a bus for a living, as you know, like, and I do tours. And twice a year, maybe at the most, I might bring home the bus. And back to the road. She went ballistic.
What went ballistic? Your line's breaking up. The neighbours went ballistic.
Yeah.
Oh, because you had the bus.
Because I had a bus.
Yeah, rightly so, too. Why would you be putting the bus in your garden or outside your garden?
It wasn't outside my garden. The normally you live in a house in the state. You have your own drives, and then you have public
land. Ah, he's gone. Jesus, Donald. Why, you need to get a new phone. I'll come back to you in a minute when you can sort your phone out. Marion, and I'm not being rude to you, it's just I can't hear you. Marion, how are you doing? You're in Ireland's Classic Hits. I'm having fierce problems with my lines today. Hold on, I sort this out. Marion, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Niall.
I lost Donald there.
I support that woman. Jesus, you know what? If all was brought in a caravan, if everything in the estate brought in the caravan, she didn't even ask them to move it out of the estate. She asked them to move it around the corner.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably blocking her view. And
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And they're calling her a snob. And Jesus, I'd love a neighbour like her. Like, I run a guest house here in Galway. And we, in the estate, we're in about 4 guest houses, and some of the other houses are rented. I have to constantly contact landlords about the bins left out. That lady wants to maintain the estate
and have it looking nice.
Move up here and move in.
Well done, well, Marion. Well, Julesy, you listen to Marion.
Yeah, we're all talking CRAP. She's not the poor woman. Fair play to her, whoever she is. She'd make a great neighbour, Niall.
She would make a great neighbour.
Yeah, and why do people constantly say people are snobby or she's? God love her. And if I had her husband, I'd give him a schlep. You know.
A schlep.
He's not even supporting her. Like.
No, he's not. He's thinking she's a snob. You give her a schlep.
I'd give her a schlep because she's maintaining the house, you know, the price of the houses. Like, if an estate gets a bad name, which some places get because of people bringing in, like, the guest house here, I got a call about 2 years ago because we're closed now, and this guy rang and he said, I'm coming now with the camper van. And I said, oh, Jesus, you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
You know, there's nowhere to put it. And the abuse I got, I said, I live in the state. I respect my neighbours. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I think she's mighty.
Yeah, she's Jules, see, Marion is talking sense. You would love to have this woman, Jules, as a neighbour because she cares about the neighbourhood and how it looks.
Oh, yeah. And all of my neighbours are like that here. So I appreciate that. In terms of the caravan, I must have missed that there was,
yeah, there's a van and a caravan.
But there is an option to move it somewhere else, is there?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, she can find an option.
No, you read that out now.
She asked which park it around the corner.
Around the corner, which is very, you know, she's not asking them to remove it completely, like, just out of sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Ah, you're back, Jules, you're backtracking now. You're backtracking.
I'm willing to be wrong on certain points. I didn't realise there was somewhere else that she could move the caravan. Do you know what I mean? Or that they could move the dog, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what about the van, Jules? She doesn't want the van in the garden either.
Well, you know, we can't really determine the vehicles that people drive. I mean, unless you're driving a BMW, you can't park. Like, what?
Well, the BMW is classy, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's okay.
But if the van is for work, I get that. No, that's over the top. I wouldn't.
No, I don't know. If you've got a big plumber's van next door to you or something.
No. No, definitely not. No.
Yeah, you don't want a big, you know, huge transit, long wheelbase.
It's a small van, mate. We don't know the size.
Yeah, but if it was, Marion, if it was a big transit.
Park
it around the corner, yeah. And what? By the way, what about the net curtains, Marion? Let's get down to the nitty gritty here.
No, they're gone.
That's you're right, Marion. They're gone.
Oh, they're vile. There's no need now. Curtains are cheap. They've really cheap shops that will sell nice, lovely blinds and that.
Blinds,
you know,
yeah.
So blinds or something classy.
Yeah, classy. See, Marion is on the ball here, Jules. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well, I don't agree with that. I know, like, you can't determine how somebody else dresses or indoors. Like,
yeah, but they just look tacky. Neck curtains look tacky, Jules.
Well, I wouldn't go and tell my neighbour.
There must be somebody out there
who's on the
like, I'm sure. Do you know?
There's someone out there. The arc.
What, and what about clothes? Now, she's talking about as well that it's unsightly to see all the clothes out on the lines.
Absolutely. I hate looking at someone's underwear. Jeez, in my face, and I'm sitting down eating my dinner. That's not on either night. No.
Marion, me and you just think alike, Marion. I have to say, wonderful. I'm delighted to hear this. Jules, you're outnumbered here.
That's okay.
Oh God, I would be mortified if somebody could see my, you know what I mean?
Your little undies, your little briefs hanging out there.
Yeah, my little itty bitties. You know, she's no way with her like anybody to be.
Your bras hanging off the line and no.
And then the funny looks you're going to get from the neighbours, absolutely, or the weird looks.
Yeah.
No, she could hang them elsewhere, like. No.
Yeah, she could throw them over the radiators.
Yeah, I think the poor woman needs a lesson in, you know, whatever.
In class, standards.
In standards.
Yeah, well, stay there for a second because, Joe, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Don't tell me you hang your smalls and your bras outside, do you?
I hang all my clothes outside when it's summer because they come out from outside with a lovely, fresh smell. It's my garden.
Yeah, it's your garden.
It's nobody's business.
Oh, well, it is. It is other people's business. If it looks unsightly.
My clothes are not on top of anyone's head.
I don't want to see your knickers, Joe. I just don't. You
don't
know what I mean?
Look at them. You have a choice.
I don't want to be looking out my window while I'm eating my breakfast roll and see your knickers hanging outside.
Don't look at them. You don't have to look at them.
Your bra hanging over the wall or something like that. What about a van in the garden, Joe?
I'm giving a shit.
What?
I don't care.
You don't care? I don't want to live beside you if you don't care.
I don't care. Why should I care about someone else's life or someone else decided to live their life?
Marion, talk to her. Will you, Marion? Talk to her.
Problem.
Lucas. No. It's not fair. It's not fair to the other neighbors. Like, it's just not fair.
Why
would you not show, like, to keep the place
nice? If it's not on your garden, if it's not on top of you, if it's not inside your house, it's not your business.
A caravan is really for a caravan park. Or they've asked her to park it around the corner. She's asked them to park it around. Why should we have...
Why?
It could be blocking the light.
Marion, just say it. It's just unsightly looking.
It's unsightly and it's not fair. It's not fair.
Don't look at it.
Either side.
It's the same way that it's that lady's house. It's their house. And in their house...
Absolutely. But there should be rules and regulations that you can't bring caravans.
No, they shouldn't. Someone's house, in the garden. You should be able to do whatever you want in your own house, in your own garden.
Inside your door, yes, but not in full view of all of the houses.
I just
love this show. I love just starting around between two women. It's just great.
It's not on top of you.
Joe, you surprise me. Joe, have you no standards?
It's not about standards.
It is about standards.
No, it's not standards. No.
Oh, absolutely.
I grew up in the country. My clothes will dry outside during summer.
Yeah, you lived in Portugal. That was different.
No, it's not different.
The sun is always shining.
No, it's not.
And people in Portugal just hang everything out. Most of them are in the nip running around anyway.
No, only in the summer.
Joe, you told me you ran around in the nip and everything, just for God's sake.
Yeah. But in the summertime, people have a strange idea that Portugal is nice during winter. I have no idea why.
Well, I was in Portugal in February, and it was lovely.
Ah, yeah, it hasn't been lovely. It's not. Most of the time, it's not. Nice. You were lucky.
Oh, I was lucky.
Not nice for the year.
Yeah,
but still, if you
doesn't
pay for
snow
a house,
anyway, that's for sure.
If it's your own property. It's not my neighbor's business if I choose to hang my clothes out or if I have a jacuzzi on my back garden or if I have a parasol or whatever it is. It's not their business. It's my garden. And I'm allowed to have my garden. If I paid for the house, I am allowed to have my garden.
Yeah.
See, any way I want.
Somebody mentioned the Battersby's in Carnation Street years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, I hate neighbours' bins, flies buzzing, pigeon lofts and laundry blowing into my yard and lads climbing over shed roofs. I get it. Pigeon lofts. There's another thing, Joe. And there are people with pigeon lofts, only in certain housing estates, with pigeon lofts. Dirty, smelly pigeon lofts.
It's their house.
No.
It's not in my house. I don't give a shit.
If your neighbour had a pigeon loft, it's none of your business.
It's none of my business.
Ah, jeez.
It's none of my business. I know my neighbours. My neighbours are very nice people. But if they choose...
You don't want their little wife runs in your backyard and blowing in the wind.
If they choose to put their car in the lawn instead of the driveway, so be it. It's their car. It's their property. It's their space. It has nothing to do with me. So why would I go out of my way to annoy someone else that should be free to do what they want in their property?
Jules here is acting a little bit neutral today. She's neither, I know she's neither agreeing with you or Marion. Jules.
She's doing my head in.
Who? What are you saying, Jules?
She's doing my head. This is Marion. She's doing my head in.
Oh.
Like, if you have a big mortgage and you're trying to maintain, like, you have to think of it like that. You want to maintain your property price.
Yeah, Joe doesn't.
Nice. Well, go live somewhere else where there's no neighbours.
Yes. Oh, no, I have great neighbours. I've lived in several housing estates and thank God most of them were really lovely neighbours.
And we respected each other. And there was no way we were going to drive a car.
Tell me something. Will you tell me something? What is disrespectful about hanging your clothes outside?
If you're hanging there, up in the
what does respect have to do with that? Nothing.
No,
nothing.
But obviously, they're inside.
Respect.
Of people.
You don't know respect doesn't come.
Let her answer the question, Joe. Let her answer the question.
Sure.
What, Marion, tell her what's disrespectful.
Why should
about
I be sitting out in my back garden and their clothes blown in over my, you know, in view of my wall? There's ways of hanging clothes without it being in view. You can still put them out.
Build a bigger wall.
Build a bigger wall. Donald Trump beat your heart in.
Build a bigger wall.
Oh, that one has to go. Oh, stop it. Look, it's nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you too, Marion. You too, Joe. Hey, thanks, Jules. All right, listen, I have to take a break. I've got the hip bit on the way. €720. €720 would be nice in your pocket, okay, wouldn't it? I know there's very few places to spend it, but realistically, it'd be nice if you know what that is. What is it? Have a listen to it again. So what is our hit bit? All you got to do is text the word hit bit and your name to 087-188-0008. Now, tell you what, let's expand on that topic. That was fun. By the way, people are texting in, Sheridan was the son. This isn't Mrs. Bouquet's Keeping Up Appearances. Sheridan was the son, and then there was a daughter, but there was Rose was the other daughter that was the kind of bit trampy, if you know what I mean. And then Violet was, she was the nice daughter, but I don't think we saw Violet much. And then what was the neighbour and the priest next door? Do you remember them? It was a very odd situation, the neighbour living with a priest. Well, he wasn't a priest, he was a vicar, wasn't he, obviously. Anyway, thank you, by the way, texting in the names there. Thank you, Sheridan. He was the one. That's Sheridan, my son. He's a really good job, you know. He's a big house with enough room for a pony. Now, why we're on the subject of neighbours and your neighbourhood, I want to know what it is generally that people do that really, really annoys you. You know, little quirky things that people do, things they do in their homes and their houses, you know, hanging up neck curtains, all those sort of things. People that, you know what, you know, here, I'm going to throw one out for you, all right? And I know Ash won't agree with me because Ash, I don't think she has any class at the best of times, to be honest with you. I worry about her. I do worry about her.
Ashley, I know you. You need a producer, don't you?
Yeah, Ashley.
Because if you keep going like that, you won't have one for much longer.
Buntings.
Yes.
See neighbours that put buntings out.
Yeah.
It's a bit cheesy, isn't it?
I know, love it.
Do you?
Love a bit of bunting. Love a bit of balloons. A few fairy lights. Stunning.
Outside.
Beautiful, yeah.
Buntings.
The more the better, yeah.
With Ireland flags on them.
Riddled in them. Oh, no, oh, hold on a second. I thought you were talking about birthday buntings.
No, that's okay for a
right,
kid's
okay.
Birthday.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Now, you know, the Ireland buntings to the railings up to the windows?
Yeah.
No.
No, I wouldn't be. Well,
or Dublin ones for the GAA or Cork.
Can I just point out, in my area, that wouldn't be a thing, though. You wouldn't be seeing the buntings anywhere.
Yeah.
There's certain areas you'd see the bunting now.
Yeah, somebody just texted me and said, bars in back gardens.
Oh, into that, yeah.
You are into that.
Bars
That's cheesy.
Why? How is it cheesy?
Oh, it's only thugs put bars in their back gardens.
Are you serious?
Yes,
you're telling me only
thugs.
Now, why? Pugs. Where is your reasoning for that now?
Because, they can't wait long enough to get to a pub for a drink that they have to put a bar at the back garden.
Well, these days, yes. It is necessary.
Maybe these days, and then she being out to back garden.
Yeah.
Go to the pub and get a pint. Get a takeout and have it in your house and watch the telly.
No, I think
going out your back garden and setting up a bar.
No, I think it's lovely. I think I've seen one of my friends actually, they made their own wooden bar at the back.
Tugs.
And it's stunning.
Tugs.
Stunning.
Absolute and utter tugs. Anyway, We want to know what it is that bothers you about your neighbours, all right? Well, not just your neighbours, but people in general. So I got one of Aisling's hampers to give away. So why don't you text in 087-188-0008. The one thing that bothers me about other people, or the one thing that annoys me about things that people do, is blank. I'm looking at some of the texts coming in, by the way, about things that people dislike about things their neighbours do. Pillars at the door or eagles on garden pillars. I couldn't agree with you more. Or lions at their front door. Statues of two lions. Where do you think you are? Bel Air in Hollywood? For God's sake. Pillars. You know these like... like the White House. But it's like... it's a house in a housing estate. And they have like these pillars like the White House. Put up to make it look more expensive. It's tacky, lads and ladies. Tacky. Have some standards. Okay, so text 087-188-0008. What is it that your neighbours or your friends or people do that really you're kind of going, oh my God, oh my Jesus Christ, what have they done to their home? And not just their home, by the way, themselves. Things people do that really annoy you. Robbie. How you doing, Robbie?
Good evening.
Jeez, it must be nearly that time, is it?
You are.
It must be nearly that time.
Must be nearly that time, yeah. I was just telling Ash there on the phone there while they were offline that there's a reason why there's no pumpings in Wicklow.
Why?
Because they're shy.
But somebody texted in during the break, by the way, and said there's no such word as buntings. It's bunting is the plural as well, by the way. So I'm led to believe. Either way, they're tacky and cheap.
Yeah, someone needs to get out with a bit more as well.
Yeah, but do you agree about buntings? Would you agree with me that bunting?
I have to say though,
they're tacky.
Going back to Euro 88 and Italian 90, you thought it was brilliant because everywhere it was done and it was forced off, you know. And a one-off type of thing that we done, you know. And
it looked
fantastic and it was brilliant. And it was the sense of something in it, you know.
Yeah.
But it seems to have died off there. Now, we won't be doing it for a long, long time to come now because Ireland are horrendous.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. There'll be no bunting going up anywhere.
a double whammy for Wicklow, you know.
Yeah. Being part of Ireland and being part of Wicklow itself.
Yeah. And, I mean, the buntings, I thought at the time, it was brilliant, you know, with the T-shirts and the... everything that was just, everybody got caught up in the sense of it. And now it's not the same as what it was.
No, but you know, when I see people putting bunting up for like the Dublin match in Croke Park or whatever, or just putting, or, you know, patriotic people sticking up Irish flag bunting, it's just so tacky. It's so cheap. Robbie, stop, would you? I'd be mortified. If that was me neighbour, I'd knock in and ask them to take them down. I'd say we just stop.
Because you wouldn't have one end of Croke Park to the other.
It doesn't make it known whether you're a fan or not. Go to the match if you're a fan. Watch it on the telly. But don't be hanging flags out your window and putting bunting up or buntings.
I don't wonder for that now. Like, I mean, and there's quite a lot of people in around Dublin who do it as well. I mean, if you're walking down the Croke Park on match day, which something you again you wouldn't know about.
No.
You see it all over the place. Like,
yeah, it's tacky.
Flags flying everywhere.
Tacky.
It's not that tacky.
Ah,
but I do agree with the statues and the things. Like, some of them are absolutely incredible looking.
Yeah, you know, and I have that person sent in the eagles on the pillars, like that.
Yeah.
You know, you're living in a housing estate, like, and you have eagles on your pillars. Like, if you're wealthy and you live in, you know, Bel Air or somewhere like that, in Hollywood or somewhere, put as many eagles as you like up on your pillars. But, you know, not when you're Joe Public in a housing estate. It just looks stupid.
And it goes back to the thing about the pigeon loft. Now, where I grew up in Crumlin, there would have been probably in the small...
Everybody had a pigeon loft in those days.
Yeah, I mean, like in the 80s, in my estate, if you want to call it that, there would have been
probably estate.
About 250 houses, say.
You don't call it an estate. This girl in her letter calls it a clutch of houses.
Well, then it's a big clutch of estate.
Hamlet.
Yeah, and there would have been probably some 3 to 4 within that, from the 250 to 300 houses where I grew up. But I don't see them at all now, you know.
No, yeah, you don't see them as much. But, no, by the way, no. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I had a pigeon loft when I was a young lad. Yeah. Myself and my dad, we had a pigeon loft out the back on top of the shed. He had a big, huge garden shed, and we had a pigeon loft on it for about a year. But my mother went mad because the pigeons were shitting all over the roof. So we had to get rid of it. And all the neighbours would go mad as well because they were kind of finding pigeons in their garden and stuff.
Now there's a few pigeon clubs around, but they're very few and far between now.
It's outdated now. I know there's still a few fanciers out there, pigeon fanciers, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
But it's a bit outdated now as a hobby, you know, I mean.
I think it is,
Yeah. Well, it's antisocial. You don't want a neighbour with a pigeon loft out the back garden. I don't.
I don't know if the pigeon family has grown in Dublin over the last 40 years since the pigeon loft has disappeared. But you just let loose and then just start
multiplying
when they were let go out of the pigeon loft or whatever happened.
Yeah.
I don't remember that many pigeons being around years ago compared to now. They just seem to be everywhere.
I'm looking at some of the texts coming in. People have a big problem with the eagles on the pillars. I have to say, a lot of people are saying, ah, stop, too funny, eagles on pillars. But there are a lot of people who have eagles on their pillars. Thank you, Robbie. Loads of people texting in. My neighbour is a nice, as you'll meet, too nice though. She brings in my washing if it's raining while I'm gone. I've tried putting it politely to stop, but I don't want to hurt her feelings. It's awkward when there's underwear on the line. Your neighbour is touching your underwear and your bras and your smalls and all. All right, so your text. It's pronounced bouquet. Bucket. That these people used to call her Bucket and she went mad. The running gag was that Sheridan, he was the son on the phone all the time, was gay and Hyacinth was oblivious to it. Wouldn't get away with that now. And also, in relation to the neighbour who was washing the clothes for the next door neighbour, at least they were washed. It'd be worse when he comes in and takes her used underwear out of the laundry basket. Anyway, what is it that your neighbours do? Well, not particularly your neighbours, but people in general do that really bother you. Mandy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Mandy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. I bet you listen to Barry Manilow all the time, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mandy.
You said this to me before.
Did I? Oh, did I?
You have.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Mandy.
Oh, that's okay.
See, that's what happens when you're 10 years doing it.
But I don't mind.
Yeah. Okay, so Mandy, what bothers you?
Is when people go overboard with ornaments in the front garden.
Right. Like gnomes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just
when it's cluttered.
Those lights. See those solar lights?
Yeah.
They've loads of them everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out the back, a few is nice. Or one or two little ornaments out the front garden are nice.
Yeah. More.
When they have loads.
Yeah, less is more, they say. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Is that the saying? No, that's not the saying. I can't remember what the saying is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody else says here, deck chairs in the front garden, worst ever. Oh, you know people who sit in their front garden drinking a can of beer?
Yeah.
On deck chairs. Jesus.
But if you don't have a back garden, maybe that's all they can do.
Then look out the window. Everyone has a back garden. If you have a front garden, you probably have a back garden or a little terrace or something out the back. You can sit out the back with your beers. You don't sit in your front garden drinking.
No.
You know what I mean? In the summer nights, like, it just looks wrong.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So ornaments annoy you?
Yeah.
All right. Any other type of ornaments apart from gnomes and lights?
No, it's just if they go overboard, like the amount of stuff that they have in the garden. Although my husband, I love around Easter, Halloween, Christmas, up a few decorations.
Yeah, that's okay.
One or two in the window.
Yeah.
My husband hates it.
Yeah, all right. There's a bit of a movement going on at the moment to have people to put up trees for Easter trees.
No. I don't like that. Trees for Easter and Valentine's Day and Halloween. Trees for Christmas.
Yeah, I agree.
But he hates, and I actually know today he's going to go mad when he comes home from work because I've the grandkids coming down Friday just for a few minutes.
Okay.
And I put up a few little Easter decorations around.
Yeah.
A couple of little bunnies.
Not
much.
Yeah, egg things.
Not much, but he'll come home tonight and he'll be like, get them down.
And will they do a little Easter hunt? Will they do a little egg hunt out the back garden?
I will. I'll do a little Easter egg hunt first.
Yeah, yeah. It's great crack, isn't it? Remember that as a kid.
You have to.
Yeah, of course. Because the Easter Bunny is coming, boys and girls. The weekend. Yeah. Okay, listen.
And I can finally eat chocolate. I've been off it for Lent, so I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to stuff yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to make an absolute pig of yourself over the weekend?
Although I just say that, and then I do only end up having like a bar of chocolate.
Get yourself a nice Buttons Easter egg. A nice Buttons one.
Oh, a small one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, Mandy. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, Easter weekend as well. Paul.
Hello, Ian. How's it going? I'm doing no speech.
It's been a while, Paul. How are you keeping? How are you trucking?
Working away, mate. Working away.
Good.
So what can we do? I'm keeping country fed.
That's it. You have to keep everybody fed and clothed and washed.
Okay. Exactly.
Paul, give me what's your idea of tackiness?
No, I'm willing to disagree with you now. Disagree completely about the bunting thing.
Oh, right, okay, the bunting.
I completely love sticking up Dublin flags and Dublin bunting. Especially when they're playing either Kerry or Mayo.
You wouldn't be my neighbour.
Are from.
You wouldn't be my neighbour.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've never lived in Eden Moors Road. No. I live in a respectable part of the city. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you live in is it Raheny?
Yeah.
I used to tell people when I lived in Edenmore and people would ask you where you live, I used to say I lived in Raheny.
Yeah, because you wanted to be impossible. So, a lot of that happens. You get some people from the Barrack side or from Raheny as well.
Yeah, well, it is actually, the address was Edenmore Raheny.
Yeah, it is.
Although
it is.
Some people used to put Edenmore Coolock.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I prefer to say it was from Edenmore.
Yeah, that's why I always prefer it. No disrespect to the people of Coolock, but I prefer to say Raheny.
But no, with the bone thing, I mean, I've been my next door neighbour. The husband's a Kerry man, and the wife's a Mayo woman. So I completely enjoy when Dublin are playing any team putting it up.
Right.
But especially when Dublin are playing one of those teams in an All-Ireland final.
Right.
I have been known, if I can't get tickets, I have been known to put the flags up on their house as well.
Ah, stop, Paul.
Yes,
but do you not think there's an element of the 1970s about it? About the tenements and all.
A crack, you know
what I mean?
I think it does look. I like it, especially when Dublin are playing and they've done as well as they have.
Okay, but would you have a problem with somebody parking a van in their garden next door to you?
No.
What about people hanging loads of clothes out and, you know, their little underwear out on lines?
It depends on how good looking they are. I've brought the truck home from time to time over the weekend and nobody's ever complained.
Right.
Because they do it.
Where do you hang your clothes? Where do you hang your wet clothes?
We usually put them from the washing machine into a dryer and then maybe on the line.
Why don't people do that? Washer into a dryer. If you don't have a dryer, get yourself a horse, a clothes horse, stick them up on the land and let them dry. Why do you need to stick them outside?
We've an enclosed side passage, so we have a line in there.
Yeah.
So they're never really outside. The only thing that goes outside is like bed sheets and that.
Oh, well, that's okay. Garbage. That's okay. I understand people having to put bed sheets out because they're big and cumbersome and you need to get them out.
If anyone was to see my boxer shorts hanging on a line, it'd scare the living daylight out of me.
Sorry, Ashley, what are you trying to say there? You cheapskate.
I'm saying that using the dryer can be very expensive.
You cheapskate.
It can be very expensive.
Just use the bloody dryer. Ashley, do you hide your knickers and bits and pieces outside?
Yeah, of course I do. Who's going to see them?
Oh, jeez.
Everybody
see this, Paul, see what I'm working with. Look at what I'm working with.
Can I just say, Niall, you're being an absolute snob. Everybody listening today hangs their knickers, their boxers, their bed clothes.
I don't want to see your knickers.
Everything.
Actually, I don't want to see your knickers.
Blowing in the wind.
And your bras.
I have one little thing to complain about, Niall.
What, Ashling's knickers?
No, the other half must have been down to visit you last week because you've been in great farm today.
You never know what that does for you. Listen, Paul, thanks very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on the air. All right. See you. Have a great day.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.